Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. Today we're talking about Love Lies Bleeding, starring Kristen Stewart, Ed Harris, Kitty O'Brien, Dave Franco, and Jenna Malone. The movie is directed by Rose Glass, who previously made the film St. Maud, which was a religious horror movie. For those who don't know me, my name is John Dodson. I'm an entertainment writer for the Cosmic Circus. I do features, reviews. I join the podcast from time to time. I do have a disability which causes my speech to slur. So I might sound drunk at times, but I'm not. I promise y'all. I'm very sober. Love Lies Bleeding is set in a backwater town on the West Coast. It doesn't say where. I don't remember them seeing a location. One of the characters in the film is on her way to Vegas. So you get an idea of the general location. You can probably assume that it's Nevada, so it's somewhere in Nevada, perhaps. The film centers on Lou, played by Kristen Stewart, who is a gym owner, and she runs the gym, all the maintenance. Like, there's a very gross sequence involving the toilet at first. And you could tell that she doesn't live a very great life. Jackie, a female bodybuilder, is passing through and, of course, uses that gym. And Lou and Jackie meet. The bodybuilder Jackie is played by Kitty O'Brien, who is mostly known from The Mandalorian. And initially, the film starts as a romance. And it's very similar to like True Romance, the movie from the 90s, where it's sweet, endearing, it's got a love story, but then it turns insanely violent midway through. And this happens when Jackie gets involved with Lou, who has some very problematic things going on in her family, involving her dad, who is Lou Sr., played by Ed Harris. Lou Sr. is a criminal of some sort. It's not really specified right away, but the one thing that you can tell from the start is that Lou Sr. has a lot of control and power in this remote town. And from here, it gets more intense and more gripping and more violent. I won't give away what the inciting incident is, but it's, oh boy, it's wild. This is a very bipolar film in tone. It starts out kind of grounded, but there are moments in Rose Glass's movie that go borderline absurd, very absurd. And it might take you out of the experience. It's not a horror film like St. Maud, but there's a lot of disturbing imagery throughout the movie. And when it's not violent, all the way through, but when it does get violent, it gets hilariously violent. But my audience thought it was funny. Like, there was a lot of people laughing in our theater. Kristen Stewart and Kitty O'Brien are wonderful here as the romantic leads. You know, say what you want about Kristen Stewart. Like, I mean, everybody has got nitpicks about many actors. I know I have an uncle who can't stand Keanu Reeves. No matter what he's done, The Matrix, John Wick, it doesn't matter. He just cannot watch Keanu Reeves. For whatever reason, people still have like an allergy to Kristen Stewart. And I think it's unfair, like, considering since the days of Twilight, she has more than proved herself in a lot of films. Now, this film is not like a complete knockout by any means, like as a performance. But she does what the movie calls for her to do. And I think she's great. I think she's very good here. On top of that, there are sequences throughout where she is put through the ringer and asked a lot as an actress. Kitty O'Brien as Jackie is going to be the showstopper for this film. I guarantee that Kitty O'Brien is going to be a star in the next 5 years. She is like asked to do so much in this movie, not just physically, but emotionally. There's one sequence where she is the film, like I said, it has, well, the film goes into one of those surreal moments. It's kind of nightmarish as she is communicating emotion, fear, and trying to do something else that I can't tell you right now. But I think it's remarkable. It's because of Kristen Stewart and Kitty O'Brien's chemistry that the film feels all the more intense in the second half of the story. It's their dynamic that anchors everything. Like, even when it gets surreal, their love story might keep you invested and not pull you out of the experience, as it were. Thematically, the movie involves a common thing that I think most people think about all the time. And that involves what is family? You know, family can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. You know, if anybody has ever been raised in a either an abusive household or has a very toxic parent or a very toxic family member, that there's a question of whether you should put your personal health over blood. I mean, it's a hard debate that some people have to go through within themselves on whether to stay. For example, Ed Harris plays Kristen Stewart's dad, Lou Sr. He's this crime boss, and who is bald on top and has very long hair in the back. It's borderline ridiculous, but really funny to see him depicted like that. A very serious actor, mind you. The abusive element of the story about toxic family is complemented by a secondary character named JJ, played by Dave Franco. A very different role of Dave Franco, who is usually a comedic performer and does a lot of like funny movies. It's not very funny here. Dave Franco's character JJ is sort of an abusive husband and does a lot of terrible things. And there's a pivotal moment in the film where one of the characters has to ask, how much are they willing to put up with? How much are they willing to let somebody get hurt just because they're considered family? And I think it's a very poignant conversation that the movie has about how much you're willing to protect your own health over the fact that somebody is your blood. If a family member is making you bleed, is blood thicker than water? That is the question being asked in the film. And let me be clear here, Ed Harris is incredible. For a veteran actor, at his age, I mean, he is chewing the scenery. Still, I can't remember the last time he played a bad guy. I want to say it was The Rock. Michael Bay's The Rock back in the 90s. But I mean, he's still got it. He's still got it. There are sequences that he walks into a room and it's uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. And he also has a little bit of like comedic, like a little bit of comedy to his like aggression as well. Overall, I highly enjoyed this film. It is gripping, surreal, and incredibly unpredictable. And sometimes funny. Like, there are moments, if you see this with the right audience, like, people were laughing. I was not expecting the laughs in this film, but it is very funny at times. I will say, once again, the extreme bipolar nature of it going from real to surreal might throw some viewers off. Like it took me out of the experience at one point because it was so absurd with what it was depicting on the screen. I think there's like a metaphor there for why it's doing that, but it still might rip some of you out when you watch it. But if you're on the film's wavelength, I think you're gonna have a great time. Ed Harris is still like a master actor, like just watching him play a bad guy, I could do that all day. And Kitty O'Brien and Kristen Stewart, they're phenomenal in the film. If you're looking for a dark, violent, comedic movie like right now, this is the movie to watch. So I would definitely check it out. Thank you for watching my review of Love, Lies, and Bleeding. Please leave a like and comment below. Also, don't forget to subscribe. If you want more content from us, and leave a comment. Let me know what you think of the movie. Was it too much for you? Was it too over the top? Thank you for watching us, reading us, and I'll see you on the next one.